Hi everybody. Recently I have asked one question: who wants to live their life intentionally instead of surviving? So there are three things you need to do to live your life intentionally. So I will elaborate now. Okay, so who wants to live their life intentionally? Just let me know. So this means to live your life the way you want to live it, you know, to pursue your goals, to help others, to whatever you like to do on a daily basis. So what's your passion? What's your goal? What is your mission in life? Instead of waking up with pain and with suffering and don't know and don't want, don't have a will and don't have a power, motivation to do anything. Okay, so let's get started. Number one, I want you to close your eyes and make a wish. Wish, how do you want next year to be like? So just imagine, how do you want next year to look like? What things you want to do in next year, to be able to do? Maybe this will be difficult, and considering the situation, maybe what you are at the moment, but it's enough to know that you don't want to stay in this situation anymore. So knowing that what you don't like, what you don't want, is one step forward. So just you will get rid of all the things that are bothering you, that, and you will make changes just to knowing that what you don't want. Okay, so write in the comment what you wish for. How do you want your life to be next year? How do you want to feel? What do you want to do? And everything, what is your passion? Okay, so that was number one, make a wish. Number two, you need to make small changes, small actions. So you know what's not good for you. You already know, and you keep on doing it on a daily basis. So small changes every day. Like, for example, I knew that I need to quit gluten, and I quit gluten, and that was my first step. So I started reading the labels, you know, on the products, and I start tasting breakfast. I tested three types of breakfast to see which one suits me the best, which one makes me tired or gives me energy. So I was testing and seeing which one is better for me. So you need to make small changes, even if you don't like it, if you don't feel like it, let's say exercise. So you know that you don't like, and I don't like to exercise, and it's better for me to sit on the couch and watch Netflix. But I'm forcing myself to do this, even if you don't like it, let's say for half an hour, just to make my body move, to spend energy, to make muscle mass, because it's very important. And after that, after the exercise, I will feel much, much, much better. So every small step counts. So you do next small step tomorrow again, and you will see improvements in you will feel better and better and better each and every day. And you need to act like a person that you want to be, no matter how you feel today or how you look and how anything doesn't matter. So it matters only your vision of how you want to be, because that's very important. Our mind is very powerful, so you need to look at future you, which will become present for you one day. And every day make an action that will move you towards your dream. Small actions matters. So number one, just make a wish. So every day before going to bed, you just close your eyes and make a wish how you want next year to be. How do you want to feel? What do you want to do? How do you want your health to be or not to be? And number two is make a small action each and every day that you will move you towards your goal. And you imagine yourself, you act like a person that you want to be, and you will become very soon. And number three, find a person who has already gone through your challenges, who has already gone through what you are going through, who has walked the road, and will make you inspired. Okay, so find somebody that you trust, that you think that you want to be like this person, and you want to follow her steps and follow the actions that him is taking. But don't do it like, you know, with jealousy, like, if you see somebody who is better than you, who is maybe older and more fit and more healthy, and just don't think like, why she has it, she is like that, and I'm doomed, you know, it's my destiny. No, look at this as an inspiration. If she can do it, so can I, so can you. So make this be your guide. So think of what is possible. If it's possible for this person, it can be possible for me, right? So you're not in competition with anybody. So what is holding you back is only your doubts, your fears, your excuses. You're sitting around and waiting for motivation to come, waiting for somebody to come to do it for you. So now we stop. We don't do this anymore. Okay, so we are going to make an action towards the person that we want to be next year. And remember, changes doesn't happen overnight. So these things takes time. Just remember, always remember, how do you want your life to be? Just imagine. Okay, so close your eyes and imagine, and let me know in the comments, how do you want next year to be for you? What do you want to achieve? What do you want to be? How do you want to feel? Everything what you want, I want it written. When you write some things, it keeps you accountable and you will make an actions. And when you make small actions every day, this proves that you have a choice. You are making a choice for yourself. I want you to make your dreams reality. If you are able to make small changes today, you are able to make them tomorrow. Maybe the same, maybe new change. So every day, small changes. You have so much things to do next year. You have dreams to fulfill. You have lives to change. And start doing the actions, you know, to achieve these dreams instead of surviving each and every day. Because I believe that you're capable of changes. And I know that you believe too.